My name's Jayesh Patel, third generation in this country. My background, I've been educated up until university and then worked for a pharmaceutical company for about 10 years. And after that, I started my own IT consultancy business and working for various contracts. The first memory I have, funnily enough, is not putting the jelly to set in the fridge, but putting it outside the door because the snow was like 2 foot in those days back in the early 80s. That's the first memory I have. Yeah. What I could remember was his long hair. His cat, he had a little mini at that time. And most of the time he'd be waking me up, coming back from work or wherever he's coming back from at that time, waking me up to play with me because he doesn't have time throughout the day. That's I used to look forward to when I was younger. When they went to India, it wasn't as, how can you say, cohesive and friendly as when they lived in Africa. So they thought we need to change, and obviously the mind wasn't set because the eldest daughter passed away. So they moved to England, to Preston, and then my dad was studying at the time. He had various jobs, even my grandmother, everyone was working at that time. And what I found was that that's where they really started to build a life for themselves again, even though it was alien to them, surroundings and snow and etc. Yeah. My relationship with my father it wasn't in the beginning when he was started this business, Millen Sweet Centre. He was always busy till late evenings. At those times there wasn't much competition, so we was like, compared to now, we were really mega busy at that time. So from 9 till 8 o'clock, he went 9 till 1 in the morning. So he was working very long hours. And hence, that time, I didn't have much father and son time at that time. But when we did, we made the most of it. It might be at 11 at night when he used to come home. He used to wake me up and we used to play. He used to bring me food, etc. Because we're pure vegetarians at home, he used to bring the odd shami kebab and whatever for me to have at home. We weren't allowed at that time, but he used to bring it and not mention it to anybody. My own identity, I would say first, I'm British, I'm proud to be English, and also I've got a rich heritage, as in my dad coming from Africa, which I'm very proud of. And the Kenyan mentality is very cohesive and friendly, and it's totally different to people coming from India, where my mother's from. But again, my mother's excellent. She's the rock in our family. But I'm very proud of that. Those two influences, that especially the Kenyan influence as well. My education, I started off at St John's School, which is just down the road. Very very fond memories. St John's School, being in the choir in the church across the road. Then I was the head of the choir until my voice broke. From there I went to Hall Green School. From there I went to Solihull College, then eventually to Staffordshire University to study IT. And then during this process, my father was, you know, helping me all the way through, giving me all the support I wanted, because he didn't have that chance, because he at his time he was studying to be a pharmacist at that time, but my grandfather pulled him out to start this business. So he wanted me to go all the way, get the degree. I was the first of our family, we were a very small family, to get a degree and then get a good job in a pharmaceutical company, American pharmaceutical company in Chester, where I moved. So I moved away from home in 2000. And then I worked for the pharmaceutical company for 8 years. And it was brilliant because I went all around the world, to America, New York, most of the main countries in Europe, just to implement IT systems. So it was a great experience. In the beginning, it was obviously the being Asian. So it doesn't matter what, as long as you're Asian, you're going to get called the P word and etc. We got that in the beginning, but then it slowly started to change. Then it started to get more religious. In the beginning, there was nothing like that. So I went to St. John's School, Hall Green School, there was nothing like that at all. And suddenly everything started changing. And up until now, it's more religion type of thing. It's the white community, sort of, for me, in being in Birmingham, I don't see any of that. It's more our own Asian people that are being racist against each other, which is starting to pull up a lot of barriers within communities. I feel that's how it's changed. I think totally you should respect your elders. Obviously it comes up on the upbringing of how your parents and how they've brought you up. If they're very strict, then obviously it's a different, you know, you might not respect that. But in our family, we've always been respectful of our elders. Even my cousins who are maybe 3 years younger than me, they'll call me by bhai, never by my name. That runs across our family. So even when we're out and about, maybe in a bar or somewhere, they won't say Jay across the bar. They don't find it embarrassing to go bhai, what would you like, what's your round, or etc. So they're not embarrassed about our family, not embarrassed about things of giving respect out in front of people. A lot of people are, so that we've got that mentality that, you know, respect your elders and always keep them close. Me and my son have got a lot more emotional attachment. I support him all the way, he supports me, funnily enough. So because I give him that freedom to express, it brings out his a personality in him that I don't think my dad saw in me at that time. But and it's the same thing with now. My dad, I think what my dad's doing is spending that time that he missed with me, with my son and daughter, and giving them all that warmth, and which is great to see. And then what that does now is makes me forget about all the, you know, the time I've missed with my father. But it's brilliant. We've got a nice little thing going at the moment. So.